Welcome back, everybody, to SPI's podcast. My name is Amélie Leduc, and I'm a marketing advisor here at SPI. If you missed our first podcast on gas detection and the PID sensor, it is actually available on our website at www.spi-s.com. Today's episode is actually a continuation of our previous discussion. So again, today we are joined by Hugo Simoes, trainer here at SPI. Hi, Hugo.
Hi, it's great to be back.
Good. And Mike Mondou, Regional Sales Manager for Instrumentation and Apparatus at Dragger Safety Canada. Hi, Mike.
Thank you again.
During our first podcast on the gas detection PID sensor, we were discussing how this specific sensor worked and how it differs from other sensors. It sounds like the PID sensor is not specific to any one gas, as any gas that enters the PID sensor that has an ionization potential below the LAMPS rating would be detected by the sensor. Is this correct, Mike?
Yes, Emily, you are correct in assuming that. And it is important, a concept that needs to be clearly understood by everybody. The PID sensor by itself cannot perform selective measurements when multiple gases with ionization potentials below the LAMP rating of 10.6 electron volts are present. So the PID sensor will display the sum of all the gases concentrations present with varying sensitivities because it will not just, it's not just a specific addition of 1 plus 2 makes 3 and 2 plus 3 makes 5 or whatever. Okay. It's going to be, there's going to be some variation cross sensitivity there, but it will not give you an accurate reading because it's going to be measuring multiple gases. And not knowing your environment will cause you to not know which gas you want to measure. So it's very important that you do a risk assessment and know which gases are in your environment so that you know which ones to measure. Like any other sensor, the PID sensor will need to be calibrated and can be calibrated to a specific target gas. So that's when I say when you know what gas you want to measure, we will calibrate that sensor, the PID sensor, to that specific gas. Okay. If that is the case, then, and we look at examples, it would be isobutylene, styrene, or benzene as examples. And if that's the case, then the target gas, if only the target gas is present, then the PID sensor will give you an accurate reading of that target gas. If that target gas is present, but along with it, there's other gases that are below the 10.6 electron volt rating, ionization energy, then it will be the sum of the target gas plus those other gases. So yes, it has to be, you have to know your environment, and yes, you can calibrate towards a toxic gas, a specific gas, but it will also give you a sum if there's other gases that are present, in summary.
Okay.
And that's because of the cross-sensitivities of the different, of the sensors itself.
In terms of, I have a question for you, Mike. In terms of sensitivity, if during that risk analysis we see that humidity is going to be a problem, I see during the field normally that humidity has an effect on the reading of our sensors. Do you have any solution for that with your new equipment?
Yeah, with the new with the PID sensor that we have now. Well, first of all, we typically do not have a lot of control over the environment that we're going to be doing some gas measurements in. You know, you can be at a plant, you can be in a mine, you can be anywhere. So we don't have any control in the environment. So because we don't can't control the environment, we have to develop tools that can be used to reduce the humidity effect. And it happens that with our PID sensor using our Exam 8000, a way to reduce the effect of humidity on the measurement that you want to get from your PID sensor is by using a humidity pre-filter 2 that we call.
Okay.
So on the Exam 8000, we have a humidity pre-filter tube that will be used, and it will remove all the humidity in your test sample, in your air test sample, allowing only the gas molecules going through, and therefore will have no effect on the actual reading that you're going to get. So you're going to get an accurate reading without any humidity effect on that using the pre-filter tube. So that's one way of taking care of the humidity.
Okay, so it's like a pre-filter for humidity, just like the pre-filter you had also for the benzene.
Exactly.
It's like two pre-filters you have.
Yeah, cool. Well, we didn't talk about the benzene yet.
But we will in a second.
Yeah.
Well, actually, yes, it sounds like there's a lot to be aware of. I mean, when using this particular PID sensor, are there any tools or support available to ease or actually simplify the process maybe?
Yeah, well, one thing that is important, which is offered by SPI as well, is training. So training is a very important key component to making sure that the operator understands what they are doing, what they want to measure, and what they are seeing in results and readings in the detector. To aid with this, though, our newest multiple gas detector that supports the PID sensor, which is the XM 8000, incorporates an assistant mode or a measurement wizard in the menu. So that really helps the idea of being able to understand what you're doing. These are functions that can be accessed through the menu of the device and can assist the operator with performing a measurement, as I mentioned, or actually how to use the pre-filters. So we'll actually have a measurement wizard for this as well. When a PID sensor is installed in the XM8000, you have the option of entering the PID in a pre-filter measurement mode. And once this is activated, the device will provide you an on-screen instructions on how to use the pre-filter, how to perform a leak test on your pre-filter, how to do sampling accessories, how to take a sample reading. So everything is basically easy for the operator to use. All you do is read and follow the steps. It'll also give you a peak value measurement once it's in mode action, So it does, it will do that. Another thing that we mentioned is we do have, like we did mention, the humidity pre-filter. And as you mentioned, Hugo, a while ago, that benzene, we happen to have a pre-filter for that as well. Reason being is that usually benzene is usually accompanied by other gases that can be measured, like in jet fuel example, mm-hmm. Can be measured with the PID. And if we want a specific reading of benzene, because it is carcinogenic, we do have a pre-filter tube that when you put on the pre-filter tube, on the, it'll measure only the benzene and eliminate all the other gases around it. So that is the nice thing about that. So we do have methods of eliminating humidity, eliminating some of the gases, and that's always a constant development in the Draeger.
I think it's also, I think at SBI we can help everybody by supplying several type of training. So for sure, you're going to find the wizard on your device, but there's people that are tech savvy, a little bit less tech savvy. So for the less tech savvy, you know, we offer several trainings, since 2-4 to 7 hours training in gas detection, also for training in confined space work. So in case people need some help interpreting how to use the device, they can also come to us for help.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, if you would like to meet or discuss with one of our representatives regarding your gas detection needs, I invite you actually to contact us either by phone at 1-855-420-2080 or again by email at marketing@sbi-s.com. Thank you, Mike and Hugo, for your expertise and sharing it with our audience.
Thank you very much for having us.
Very much appreciated. So this podcast and our first session will actually be available on our website at www.sbi-s.com. So we hope you enjoyed our podcast. As always, we would love to hear your thoughts and comments. You can even send us your suggestions of topic that might be of interest to you. Feel free to send them over to me by email. Again, thank you for listening and be safe.